Hi, everyone. Welcome to From My Mind to Yours. My name is Maya Snapes, and as most of you know by now, I'm an internationally known psychic medium. My website is www.psychicmichael.com. I'm really excited that you tuned in for tonight's show. Tonight, I'm doing all of my 2006 prophecies. We'll cover topics like health and medicine, environment, the weather, what's going on in domestic and world politics, and also some more trivial subjects like entertainment. If you want to call in at any time during the show to get a free live on-air reading, or if you have comments about any of my predictions, or there's something else that you want me to predict about, you can call in. That's 888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697 if you're an international caller. That's 281-419-7697. If you need to reach me after the show, you can email me at michael@psychicmichael.com, and I do personally respond to every email that's sent to my office, or you can go to my website at www.psychicmichael.com. All of my predictions will be posted on my website, and they're also posted on my blog. The link to that is livejournal.com/users/psychicmichael. And you can post comments about the predictions there, and that's where all of the predictions are also going to be validated. So like I said, feel free to call in anytime during the show to do free on-air reading, comment about any of the predictions. All right, we're going to jump right into some of my predictions. And the first section that I want to start with, because this is important for everyone, is health and medicine. 2005, if you look at my prediction, if you look at my past predictions on my website, had a lot of advances in medicine, a lot of increases in diabetic research. And 2006 is also going to have some increases in fighting against different types of diseases. My first prediction concerns autoimmune disease, fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is on the rise, and in 2006, the scientific community is going to begin to acknowledge fibromyalgia as a legitimate disease. There's a lot of debate in the community right now, but 2006 is going to provide scientific evidence and a scientific basis about the existence of fibromyalgia. And a lot of people who are suffering from the disease are going to start coming forward. I also feel that 2006 is going to have major advances in terms of diagnosing fibromyalgia and in terms of information spread about the disease. As far as treatment goes for fibromyalgia, I don't feel that there's going to be a cure or anything that can alleviate all of the symptoms in 2006. But I do feel that at large, the scientific community is slowly going to begin to recognize this as a legitimate disease. All right, and we'll go right into this caller. Caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Mary, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Okay. And then did you have a question or?
No, I'm just curious about what anything you have that you can see for the year, any predictions or anything?
Yeah. I mean, that's a full reading, but is there a specific area like career or love?
Probably finances and health.
Okay. Finances and health?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you keep listening to the show, I'll go over everything about the economy. So if you want to know where to invest your money, but in terms of finances for you, no, it feels like you're sort of at the end of like a two-year hardship with your finances, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like everything's been rocky for a little while, but it seems like everything stabilizes out by late May for you.
Okay.
Okay, so in terms of finances, but it feels like there's a third party that's going to be bringing in some money that isn't you.
A person that's going to bring in money
mm-hmm.
that's not me?
Right. Feels like there's a male who's going to be bringing in money that isn't you.
Okay. There is no male.
Okay. Right now. But just keep an eye out for it because I feel it's someone new that's going to come into your life.
Okay.
Okay. In terms of health, one thing I would watch your sugar because I'm getting gland problems with you, like kidneys, pancreas.
Okay.
Okay, and so I'd really watch for your sugars, and I'd get your kidney pancreas check next time you go to the doctor, and just make sure, because I think at risk for you is, adult diabetes, so that's something I would look out for. But I also feel like there's some upper back and neck soreness that I feel is going to be alleviated before the end of the year, and I feel that's just related to stress.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
No, thank you.
All right, thanks so much for listening to the show.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, have a good night. Like I was said, you can call in at any time during the show. The numbers are on the BBS webpage, bbsradio.com. Or if you're in the United States, it's 888-268-4313, or international callers, 281-419-7697. We're doing all of my prophecies for 2006. Again, you can access these on my website, psychicmichael.com. And right now, I'm doing all my predictions about health and medicine. There's going to be some new advancements in AIDS treatment, and I feel that in 2006 there's a shift away from cocktail therapies, which are combination drug therapies that are used to treat HIV/AIDS right now, into some experimental one-drug therapies. And I think eventually these one-drug therapies are going to be very beneficial, but 2006 they remain largely experimental. But there is eventually going to be a shift away from cocktail therapies back to one major drug. My next prediction is about plasma surge. I feel that people who get Botox injections frequently or overuse of it are going to be in trouble, because I feel that there's going to be the release of a new study that talks about some of the dangers of cosmetic surgery and specifically the dangers of Botox. I also feel in 2006 that there's a plethora of horror stories coming from people who've had plastic and cosmetic surgery. And I also feel, in terms of cosmetic surgery, that fraud is on the rise in terms of doctors. So if you're going to get plastic surgery, please get a reference from someone. Please check out your doctor thoroughly, because I feel there are a lot of people who are out to make money, and it could be seriously detrimental to a lot of people's health. I had a cloning fraud in 2005, someone who claimed that he cloned a bunch of DNA and a dog, ultimately, and it was proven to be a fraud. And I think there's another cloning fraud on the horizon, because in 2006, I do think that there's going to be another scandal surrounding cloning, and I don't think that we're going to see anything close to human or full animal cloning for a while in the future. In terms of worldwide health pandemics, I want to put rest to the bird flu scare, because I don't feel that there's going to be a major outbreak of bird flu in humans in 2006. I think international cooperation continues to go up, which is great, on the question of bird flu. But I don't feel that there's going to be an outbreak. I do think that the flu continues to devastate poultry populations. However, I don't think that it mutates into humans. I do think, however, there's going to be continued scares and supposed isolated cases. But as far as a large scale, I don't see a global outbreak of bird flu. And I think a lot of countries right now are working to improve their health infrastructure. So those are my predictions for health and medicine. Again, if there's anything else you'd like me to make a prediction on for 2006, go ahead and email me at michael@psychicmichael.com. We had a lot of natural disasters this year. Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Rita, the tsunami. And so I'm going to give my predictions in terms of the weather in 2006. And this is something I haven't typically predicted in the past. So this is a new area, actually, of my predictions. Typically, I've been more focused on domestic and world politics. And this year, I've really expanded my predictions to a variety of different areas. I think it's going to be a devastating year for tornadoes, specifically in the Midwest, and more specifically than that, I think the tornado is going to be in the summer in Kansas, and I also think that there's going to be touchdowns in Texas and Oklahoma. So I really want everyone to be very careful and take the warnings really seriously, especially if you're in the Midwest. Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas are the three states that I'm most concerned about, but also Iowa and South Dakota. If you're in those states, take the warnings really seriously, because I feel that this is not a year for tornado scares. It's a year for actual tornadoes touching down and devastating. I actually feel that there's going to be smaller communities in Kansas that are left. A lot of people are left displaced from their homes, and the community is actually devastated. So please watch for those tornadoes. Take the warning seriously. Get to your shelters. Because I do feel that tornadoes are a big natural disaster that's coming up in the future. Less serious, I feel that in Southern California, there's going to be a variety of earthquakes in September, but nothing of major significance, and a lot of them will be really low on the Richter scale. So nothing to worry about there, but just be aware that there's going to be some smaller quakes in California. And as I was saying, if you would like to call in and get your free on-air reading on the show, comment about any of the predictions, the number toll-free in the United States, 4313. That's 888-268-4313. or if you're an international caller, it's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Remember, you can call in anytime during the show. If the line's busy, go ahead, hang up, and try to call again. We'll try to get all the calls that come through tonight, and the lines are always open. Another area that I haven't typically seen is the religion and spirituality, and I focused my predictions for 2006 really closely on spirituality. And I do have a few predictions. I think that there's going to be a record number of psychic children born in 2006 and parents realizing that their children are psychic. Going along with this, I think that 2006, 2007, 2008, parents continue to understand what their parents are going through, and I feel like there's more children and more parents who are open about the abilities and experiences that they have. So, and I've talked about this in the past, how important it is for parents to be understanding of their children's psychic and mediumistic abilities, but I really feel that that's of even more importance now, considering how many children are being born with mediumistic and psychic abilities right now. And so I do feel that there's a lot of expanding consciousness going on with children who are born. I also feel like there's going to be a really well publicized case of psychic fraud, so prepare yourself for another Miss Cleo. And I do feel that this is still several months in the future. And I also feel that there's going to be a large backlash, both in the psychic and medium community and also in the community writ large, against psychic fraud. I feel there's a big crackdown against it, and I actually feel that a lot of states and localities are going to pass even more laws against psychic fraud. So make sure that you're really aware and conscious of all the laws that are going on in your state concerning giving psychic readings and receiving psychic readings. But look for a well-publicized case of psychic fraud probably in the middle of the year. And I feel like it's going to receive quite a bit of media attention, and I feel like it's going to be quite a scandal. So those are all of my predictions about spirituality. Again, all of these predictions are online on my online blog. It's livejournal.com/users/PsychicMichael. One area that I am constantly asked about is the domestic political agenda and what's going on in the domestic political regime. So I do have quite a few predictions about President Bush, about the current administration, as well as what's going on with some more social issues. The first is that I feel Bush's popularity is at an all-time low, and I did predict a lot of his drops, especially the one last August, which is validated on my website. Fortunately or unfortunately, I guess, considering your political leanings, Bush's popularity is going to upswing probably by the end of February. And I also feel that the economy stabilizes out, which really helps Bush's popularity. But, I'm sure a lot of people think this is good, and a lot of people probably think this is bad, but that's not my job to tell you what to think. It's just my job to tell you what's going to happen. So look for Bush's popularity to upswing. I keep seeing domestically a terrorist attack concerning buses and public transportation. So be very vigilant, especially in larger cities, because I feel like the goal is going to be to disrupt transportation. So do watch for a terrorist attack concerning a bus in the United States. And I don't feel that it's going to be anywhere near the scale of 9/11, but I do feel it's a major attack. I do feel it will receive media attention. Also, in the domestic political agenda, something that's incredibly important to my group of friends, gay rights, gay and lesbian rights, LGBT rights. And I do feel that this is not a good year for LGBT rights at large. I feel there'll be some smaller gains, but I feel that in terms of gay marriage, in terms of a lot of other goals of the agenda, there are quite a bit of setbacks. And I feel a lot of these setbacks are tied to different levels of elections, even in places where Democrats win, because I feel that these people, that the LGBT agenda really loses a lot of ground due to politicians not following through. So be very careful about who you vote, be informed about who you vote for, and make sure that they're going to follow through on the issues you care about, because in terms of gay, bisexual, lesbian, and transgender rights, I feel like there's a lot of people in 2006 backing off of the issue. Another social issue, I feel abortion restrictions continue to grow in 2006. I do not see Roe being overturned in 2006, but I do think the pro-life movement does make a significant gain women's right to access to have an abortion, as well as I feel that a woman's right, women's access to birth control and pregnancy planning information is largely restricted, even more than it has been in the past few years. So definitely some bad news there. Again, depending on your political leanings, this might be good news. Democratic ratings are actually going to increase through the year. Now, I've often said that I see conservatives gaining and I see conservatives co-opting the Democratic movement. But that aside, I do think that Democratic ratings do increase pretty dramatically from where they have been. So that's something to look for. And I feel like that upswing in popularity really begins in the next couple of weeks, because I feel at the beginning of February through the summer, the Democrats have a really strong campaign and really gain in the polls. And I also feel that the Democrats gain in the polls due to a scandal surrounding the Bush administration, and it feels like there's going to be some changes in the Bush administration in the high-level administrative positions due to a scandal. And so look for that scandal to increase the Democrats' ratings, not only in terms of public popularity, but also in terms of congressional popularity. Going along with the domestic politics is international politics. I have quite a few predictions about what's going on in the international arena, and people I know tune in from all over the world, so I don't want to limit my predictions just to the U.S. government or just to what's going on in the United States. So moving right into these, last night someone asked me if it was a good idea to, I got an email, if it was a good idea to invest in the Iraqi dinar or the Iraqi currency. And I hadn't really considered this before, but I know there was a lot of hype going around, a lot of schemes on the internet trying to get people to invest in this. My advice is don't invest in the Iraqi currency. It's not a stable investment. There's not a potential for quick growth, and the situation on the ground in Iraq is not conducive at this point to a strong currency or to a strong monetary network. So definitely a no on investing in Iraqi currency. I feel it's a very bad investment move, not wise. So I would stay away from putting your money into that currency. And when I go over my predictions about the economy, we could talk about some better markets, some better places to invest your money if you're looking to invest your money in a lucrative or a profitable market. But as far as the Iraqi currency goes, no, I would not recommend investing a large percentage of assets in this currency. I also feel that in terms of North Korea, the situation is far less heated than it was in 2004, than it was in 2005, because I feel that there are talks that do significantly decrease tensions in the region. And I do feel that for whatever reason, we have an increased amount of transparency with North Korea. I stand by my prediction from 2005 that North Korea does have nuclear weapons. However, I don't think the capabilities are anywhere near strong enough or advanced enough to reach the United States. So as far as, you know, worrying about North Korea, it's a concern, and we need to make sure that our leaders are doing something about it. But as far as it being an imminent threat, I don't think so. I don't think they have the advanced military technologies or the advanced military capabilities to significantly challenge U.S. Power. A country that I do think is of major concern for the United States and also for other countries in the Middle East is Iran. I feel that Iran has massive political upheaval, riots, violence, and political instability this year. And I do feel that the shaky political status of Iran spills over to other countries in the Middle East, really undermines peace movements and democracy movements that are going on more locally there. And I also feel that there's an even worse, that there's a wide-ranging crackdown, much worse than what's happened in the past, on political dissidents, you know, people protesting the Iranian regime. So be aware that definitely Iran is a big threat, just in terms of political instability. And I also feel that there's going to, in 2006, be revealed a major terrorist network is basing itself out of Iran. And I feel like we're going to get concrete evidence that there's a major terrorist network basing out of Iran. As far as Israel and Palestine goes, in 2005, I predicted that there would be no significant gains in a peace deal. In 2006, I also predicted that there's going to be no significant gains in a peace deal. I do feel that the European Union plays a significant role in stabilizing the region, but as far as long-term commitments, as far as strategic understanding between the two countries, I don't see that happening in 2006, and I do see continued violence and terrorism in the Israel and Palestine region. I do think India and Pakistan come to some sort of peace agreement in May, though, which is good news because there's a lot of violence in that region as well. And I do think that, like I said, toward the end of May, that India and Pakistan do reach some type of agreement that at least starts to provide a framework for strategic bonding and for mutual understandings of each other's defense commitments. Also, toward the end of April, in May, I see a major rift in U.S.-China relations, U.S.-Sino relations. All right, and we're going to go ahead and take this call. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I see that
What's your name?
It's Karen.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, great. Did you have a question? Or?
It says that you're going to be giving 2006 predictions.
Hmm?
So it says that you're going to give 2006 predictions, huh?
Yeah. All my predictions for the year, so.
So, how can you help me out then? Give me some insight.
Do you have a specific area, or?
How about if you can touch any area that you feel strongly versus another?
Well, yeah, in terms of your interpersonal relationship. Because I feel like there are some people around you right now who don't have your best interest in mind. And I also feel that it's almost like there's a cloud of sadness that's been following you for a little while, a little bit of depression. And so I think that you really start to work through that in 2006. And I also feel that sort of your social network, your network of friends, breaks down. But from that, you're able to rebuild and get some people around you.
Okie dokie.
Not that you have to be paranoid about all of your friends, but, you know, just keep your eye open because I feel like there are some people around you who don't have your best interest in mind.
Okay.
And these would be especially female friends that are around you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I just was wondering, I'm going to be starting college classes in March 25th to be exact. How do you see that going?
Well, I see it going well. I think there's going to be a couple of upsets, but by upsets I just mean periods of the classes where you think about quitting, where you think about giving up, but really work through those because I think that you can do it, and I feel like it's something that you've thought about doing for a while. You've thought about a lot of different options, a lot of different areas to go, but I feel like this is the right area to go, and I think that you pull through it.
Okay. And one more question. With my medical problems I've been having, with my wrists and stuff. My wrists. I have carpal tunnel on both my wrists, I think. I've got the signs, I've got the symptoms of carpal tunnel, but I think I do another test to make sure it is carpal tunnel before surgery because I've been having a lot of pain into my wrists on both of them.
Okay, and it does feel like there's going to be some degeneration in terms of movement, but I think that there are, I feel like they put you on a couple of medicines to control the pain.
Yeah, right now they have.
Like they already have.
Yes, they put me on, actually I told us three different kinds of medication for the pain.
They what?
Three different kinds of medication I'm on, actually, just starting today. I told
okay,
three different
good.
Ones.
But I feel like those are going to help control the pain.
Okay.
And I feel like the pain starts to subside in early June a little bit.
Okay.
Almost like it's receding a little bit.
Do I have to have the surgery then, you think, or?
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Do you think I'm going to have the surgery then?
Are you going to have the surgery?
Yeah.
Is that
yes, question? I was wondering, because I told the doctor that if they're going to do surgery, they need to do it before my classes start in March.
Yeah, no, I think there is going to be surgery.
Okay. Do you see anything going on with my shoulder? They have some problems with my shoulder, but they're not sure exactly what's wrong with my shoulder now. I have to
have MRI done. I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
Okay.
That last part about I heard your shoulder.
Yes, I have some problems with my shoulder, but I don't know exactly what? I mean, I have an MRI coming up next Tuesday, and they're trying to find out what's wrong with it.
No, in terms of that, I think they're going to be able to treat that just with drugs and medicine, and also a little bit of physical therapy, but I don't feel that there's surgery on the shoulder, no.
Okay. Because he wasn't sure what it is. He's getting his bursitis or the rotator cuff or what, and it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, anything else, you know, I'm, like, freaking out every time I go to the doctors anymore.
Yeah, no, but I think they're going to be able to figure out what it is and treat it with non-surgical means for the shoulder.
Okay. But the main thing is my wrist.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Do you see anything else happening?
Well, you know, I mean, we could go like getting into a whole reading here. But...
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. But I just, like I said, you know, really watch your social network, your friends around you. Make sure they have your best interest in mind. And one thing I would say, too, make sure that they have you on the correct combination of drugs, because if you even have a little bit of pain, then I want you to go back to the doctors and tell them to put you on a different combination, okay?
Right. Okay.
And with the shoulder, it feels... It just feels like it's not lubricated very well, you know?
Right.
So ask them if there's any drugs they can give you to correct that.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
You too, and I appreciate your time, Michael.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, and right now we are doing all of my predictions for 2006. We have about 20 minutes of the show left. So if you want to call in and get a reading, the number is 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313, toll-free if you're in the United States, or if you're an international caller, Canada, Mexico, Australia, anywhere. All right, and we'll go to that call. Caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Elaine. I'm calling from Encino. It's LA area.
Oh, Elena was your name?
Yes.
And you're calling from LA?
Los Angeles.
All right, and did you have a question?
Yeah, you do readings, right?
Yeah.
I just had a question about a situation with a specific guy. We're not talking at the moment, but he was really, really close to me for like 3 years. He's my ex, and, you know, right now we're like, you know, not talking. I have, I'm seeing somebody else, but I'm wondering, is my ex in the future, how does he feel right now? You know, things like that.
I think he does feel betrayed and hurt.
What happened?
Well, I don't think you're going to get back together with him for one thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say that right up front. And I think that there were good reasons for the relationship ending. Okay,
uh-huh.
Because I feel like emotionally you weren't being satisfied in the relationship anyways.
Well, what about him?
Are you just asking how he's doing right now?
Yeah, like, what does he feel like about that?
No, like I said, I think he feels betrayed and hurt, but I think he's going to meet someone else in 3 months, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, and is there, like, any, like, idea of when am I going to get over that? Because I'm having, like, a really difficult time with that.
You're having a difficult time with the past relationship?
Well, like, no, I mean, like, I really, like, love him still, and I miss him, and all that kind of stuff, so,
Yeah, well, I think you're going to be friends with him eventually.
Eventually. Hmm.
Yeah, okay. But I think it's going to take about 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you both need time to rebuild a little bit. I mean, you both got hurt from it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, I think you're going to be friends. Just give it about 6 months.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Again, if you're an international caller, that's 281-419-7697. If you're listening to the archive of this show, or you can't call in tonight, if you need to contact me, my email is michael@psychicmichael.com, or my website is www.psychicmichael.com. All my information is there. If you need to book a reading, that's there. And again, all my contact info is there. It's just psychicmichael.com. That information is all on the BBS radio website as well. All right, let's go to this next caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hi, this is Cindy from Maryland.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Okay, did you have a question?
Yeah, actually I did. I just wanted to know if, like, you see me actually meeting anyone soon or anything like that.
Well, I don't know. What do you mean by soon? Because I think you're not in a serious relationship for about 9 months.
Yeah, just, I mean, I guess soon as in, like, I don't know, maybe a month from now or...
No, I mean, I think there's some dating, but I don't really see anything serious till about 9 months.
9 months, really?
Yeah, I know. Sorry. So hang in there, though.
Okay.
You know, and I think we've all been there. We want that relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's going to be good in 9 months, so.
Okay.
So hang in there for that, because you've had your string of bad relationships, you know?
Yes.
And you don't need, I mean, let's just be honest, you don't need any more people walking all over you, taking advantage of you.
True.
You've had that. You've had people spending your money, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you, this person, like, do you have, like, you know, like, where I'd meet this person, or?
No, I mean, I think you just meet them in the normal everyday.
Oh, okay.
You know, things that you're doing. But I think they're in a more professional arena because I feel they're involved with business.
Okay. All right. Well,
all right, so just hang in there. Just a few more months.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening so much.
All right. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
And we're going to go right back into those predictions. And you know what? I was saying that I think in the end of April, beginning of May, that U.S. China relations are going to take a hit. I should also mention I think they're going to rebound. I don't think there's any major crisis really resulting from the decline in relations. And that's my predictions for the world arena. Oh, we'll save entertainment for last. That's my favorite thing to predict about. I love watching VH1. I'm 21, so. But we'll do another serious topic now, the economy. I don't have a lot of money to invest. Being young, I'm a college student, but a lot of our listeners have some money they need to put in the stock market or the real estate market. So here's my take on 2006 and the economy. All 2005, I was telling people buy property, buy real estate. Real estate's hot. It's the industry to be in. 2006, different story. Stay away from real estate. I think the property market is unstable, and I think the real estate, prices of real estate, prices of land, prices of housing, decline. I think that we're going to see a plateau and then we're going to see a decline. You know, I think the bubble's bursting. So in terms of real estate, in terms of property, not necessarily the best industry to either be going into professionally right now and not the best industry to be investing in. So the property market, 2006, not the best year for it. Good news in terms of the economy, unemployment rates do start to decline again. We've seen some pretty high unemployment rates, concerning for me, but I do think 2006 is significantly better than 2005 in terms of decreasing unemployment. And I also think that we see a national plan launched by Bush this year aimed at decreasing unemployment, a new revamped policy. More good news in terms of the economy. Now, I do think, and this isn't to say, I do think that for the rest of the Bush administration, the economy is going to be incredibly shaky. I don't see any long-term economic stability as long as Bush is in office. But I do think, which is why a lot of psychics, including myself, have a hard time predicting economic factors because Bush's economy simply is unstable. He doesn't have a good base. But I do think there's an economic upswing across the board, the NASDAQ, the Dow, all sectors of the economy in June. And I feel that this economic upswing significantly helps Bush's ratings. So keep an eye out for that economic upswing at the end of June. And that's one of the better times to invest your money. That's one of the better times to pull out, or one of the better times to put some of that money in. So the short of the economy is unemployment goes down. We do see some upswings, but for the most part, fairly shaky economy, nothing too high. And, you know, definitely stay out of the property market. So if you're considering a new career, I would say this is not the year to go into real estate, to go into the property market, but. That's just my take on it. We only have about 10 minutes of the show, and before I get into my entertainment predictions, I'm going to go ahead and give you the numbers one more time. If you want to call in and get a free reading from me, we've had a few callers tonight, or if you want me to predict about something in the world for 2006, or, you know, you have a comment about anything I've predicted, call in at 888-268-4313, toll-free in the United States. That's 888-268-4313. Or if you're an international caller anywhere else that's not the United States, it's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Again, those numbers are on the BBS radio main page, and they're also on my page, From My Mind to Yours. So if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. We've got about 10 minutes left. And again, if you need to contact me after the show, it's michael@psychicmichael.com. A lot of you emailed me guest ideas. I requested that you did that last week, and I just wanted to say thank you. Like I said, I started my first week of college again this week, so it's been crazy, but I'll try to book some of those guests. Maybe we can do a full month of guests in February. Who knows? We'll just have to see. But if there is anyone that you want to see on my show, email me, michael@psychicmichael.com. There's also a form on the VBS Radio main page that you can fill out. That filters through Don, my producer, and he'll forward it on to me. Or if you want to be on the show, you know, a lot of people have emailed me themselves requesting to be on the show, and that's great. So, again, any ideas that you have for the show, I want to know. I take them to heart. I put the people on that you want to hear. All right, let's move into the last area that I predicted about. Like I said, this area is the entertainment industry. And last year, I actually refrained largely from making entertainment predictions. I tend to get a little bit wrapped up in making these predictions, so I cut myself off last year. If you do see my website, I couldn't hold off entirely. I did make a couple predictions about Michael Jackson not making any type of pop comeback and record sales declining significantly, which ended up being true. But this year, I thought, you know, new year, I have my own show. It's the first new year of my show, and so I can talk about what I want. And what I want to talk about is what's going on in the entertainment world, what's going on with your favorite movie stars, music stars, you know, just what's going on in Hollywood at large. And before we get to that, we'll take this call. Caller, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Michael. My name is Najra. I'm calling from Miami.
What was your name?
Najra.
Okay.
And,
did you have a, and you're calling from Miami?
Yes.
What's the weather like there?
Very warm.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice in Missouri, but I'd like a little more sun, you know?
Yeah.
I want to be out on the beaches.
Yeah, I have no problem with that over here.
Awesome. So did you have a question?
I did. My brother's going through a tough time now, and I'm a little worried career-wise for him. He's going through, he's coming up against a lot of obstacles, and it has a lot to do with his past, but he's changed. But, you know, there's just things in his past that keep coming up, but he's not that type of person anymore. So I just...
Right, because it feels like also, it's almost like he's getting prejudged about a lot of things.
He's getting what?
And it feels, I almost feel like his social support network around him and some of his coworkers sort of turned on him.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I was just saying I feel that some of the people around him have sort of turned on him, and so I think it's left him a little bit shaky. Now, in terms of career for him, I mean, I see him doing something with sales this year.
With sales?
Mm-hmm.
He's currently in sales.
Okay, so I see that
continuing. But he's trying to get, like, out of it and do something else, or... have it more, it's more of a, he wants it to be more of a part-time thing as he pursues his education.
Okay, totally. In terms of the education, I would recommend for him marketing and PR work.
Oh, okay.
In terms of upper-level administration, because I feel, just with him, I do feel he has a very personable personality, you know. I feel he's savvy.
He is.
And so I feel like marketing, advertising, those are things, because he's quick-witted, you know? I mean, his ideas come quickly.
Yes, I agree with
you. And so, but no, I do still see his main source of income coming from sales, at least through this year, but I think getting back into education is a good plan.
Okay.
Because I feel like even if even if he goes back to school, that he's still going to need some type of income, some support network.
Yeah, he does. He does. He still needs that.
And so I do feel that comes from sales.
Oh, okay. Which makes sense because he's part-time and then he would like to pursue something else. He doesn't want to go full-time so he can pursue his other, like his true passion, his true career goals.
Yeah, because it's almost like in 3-4 years I see him more upper-level administration, you know, marketing, advertising, human resources type work.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it's almost like it's kind of still in the sales industry, but not on the floor selling. Does that make sense?
Okay. All right.
He's more administrative, so.
He's more administrative.
Okay. Right. But tell him to hang in there, because I do think the next couple months are rough for him.
Yeah, so you feel like the next couple months. Yeah, it is going to be. He just actually just needs to figure out what he wants to do, and I've always suggested that to him, that he's really personable, so he should go into the business type thing. But I mean, I've suggested it, but it's up to him to come up with it.
Yeah, and it just feels like he's got a lot of half plans, but nothing, you know, totally
yeah.
set in motion.
That's exactly right. He does.
All right. Well, thanks for listening so much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
All right. Have a great night. Enjoy the sun.
Okay. Bye.
All right. And we're quickly running out of time, so we're going to do my entertainment predictions. Like I said, everything going on with your favorite movie and music stars. I do predict, and I'm sorry for all you Britney fans out there, but I do think there's going to be significant marital troubles between Britney and Kevin that ultimately results in a split of their marriage. I think there's a separation. I just don't see it as a sustainable relationship. So, sorry, Britney Spears fans. Another marriage situation, Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. I don't see them reconciling, and I think Jessica Simpson becomes what I call a serial dater, because I feel like she begins to burn through boyfriends and burn through men in 2006, and do not say if you see significant media coverage of this event, and let's take that caller. Caller, are you there?
Okay.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Michelle, and I'm from North Carolina.
Okay, Michelle from North Carolina. Did you have a question?
Yes, I just started a new business that I did for years, because I've been through a lot for the last 5 years. I lost both of my parents and all, and I was just wondering how you see that going.
Well, I think the second half of the year is going to be better than the first half.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess what I'm saying right now is be prepared for a rocky few months, but know that you're going to come out of it. Okay. Now, are you based off the internet?
Huh?
Do you have an internet?
Yeah, I have internet. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Because what I'm getting is that you need to expand and really focus on the internet part of it.
Okay.
Okay, because I feel like that's going to be more lucrative for you.
Well, something to do with the dance studio, like sell something to do with it on it, or?
Well, right now what I'm asking is, do you have a web page for your business?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because that's the area that I'm being told you should focus on.
Okay.
It's expanding via the internet and advertising from the internet, you know?
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
no,
I get
okay.
it then.
Okay.
All right. Well, I sure do appreciate it. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, just hang in there for the next few months, okay?
Okay, that's what I was wondering, how it was going to go, because I did it for years, and I was just kind of worried, but I love it, and I missed it, and I just wanted to get back into it, and I just started it back up.
Right. Do you want to give a plug for your business on the air?
It's the Magic Step Clogging Company.
All right, well, thanks so much for listening to the show.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a great night. All right. Like I said, Jessica Simpson going through a string of new boyfriends in 2006. Our entertainment prediction, Lindsay Lohan has been in the news a lot with her eating disorder, with her interviews, etc. But I do think that there's going to be Lindsay Lohan coming forward talking about some depression issues, the mental health issues that she's had. I think she's going to become more public about these issues in 2006. I also feel that the Lindsay Lohan-Hillary Duff feud will be resolved once and for all, because I feel like they're going to work on a significant project together. If you watch Beach One all the time, if you follow Celebrity View, you know that Lindsay Lohan and Hillary Duff got a lot. Let's go to this caller. Caller, are you there?
Okay.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Darlene, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, and did you have a question?
Yes, I wanted to know if you saw any career changes for me.
Any career changes within the next year?
Yes.
Is that what you're asking?
Yes, I am.
Okay, no, I feel like you keep doing basically what you're doing for this year, but it feels like the next year that you sort of go back and get some extra training and start doing some counseling.
Some counseling? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do that a little bit now.
You do?
Yeah.
You do a little bit now?
Yeah, and I wanted to do more of that along the metaphysical line.
Okay, good, because it feels like you're going to.
Okay, great.
Yeah, but it's so, but just, I think it's sort of, this year's more about building the foundation, the groundwork, you know?
Okay.
And then next year you go more into that.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for listening so much.
Bye.
Again, as I was saying, you know, if you follow celebrities, Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff have a major feud, but I think they work in a project together that sort of buries the hatchet once and for all. In 2006. I also think that we see an entirely different side of Hilary Duff, a sexier side. I think she revamps her image. I think she's been laying the foundation for this, and we see a completely new Hilary Duff. So say goodbye to the Lizzie McGuire Disney princess that you knew, and welcome a new adult version of Hilary Duff. I think we're going to see new songs, and I think we're going to see some new endorsements coming from Hilary Duff, including a new clothing line. My last prediction for the night, we will end on the entertainment note, is the Simple Life star, daughter of Lionel Richie, Nicole Richie. Nicole Richie is everywhere in 2006. I think that she really makes her mark in TV and movies. I think she appears in more than one movie in 2006. And I also think that we see her guest starring in a variety of TV roles. And she really begins to upstage Paris in some ways, which probably won't help their friendship. But I do think that Nicole Richie really begins to make her mark in 2006 in terms of her TV persona, in terms of her movie persona. And I feel like people start to understand her and come to see her as a legitimate Hollywood actress. So 2006, definitely a good year for Nicole Richie. And those are all of my predictions for 2006. Again, you can view those predictions online on my website, psychicmichael.com, or also my blog. And if you view them from my blog, you can actually post comments about them. You can post comments about anything you want me to predict about, and we'll also keep validations there. Again, that's livejournal.com/users/psychicmichael. If you have any questions, my email is michael@psychicmichael.com, or you can call my office directly. It's 712-540-5450. If you didn't get a chance to call into the show tonight and get your reading, we're on every Thursday night from 8 to 9 Central Time. That's 9 to 10 Eastern Time. Or if you're interested in setting up an arrangement, an appointment for a full reading with me, it's www.psychicmichael.com. And in my full readings, we have time to get into a lot more issues, really break things down. And you get to listen to me talk for half an hour. So, again, my website is www.psychicmichael.com. Stay tuned to BBS Radio. Our next show is A Walk to the Other Side, which I plan on listening to, and I encourage all of you to tune in. I hope you enjoyed all of my 2006 predictions, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. My name is Michael Mace, and this has been From My Mind to Yours. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.